Foreigner on 92 KQRS 755 with the Cat.
And Kincaid, Vietnam vets get the benefits. Stallone has his rights, and London finally gets hers. Coming up.
Sexually active is just another way of saying promiscuous. That's the opinion of President Reagan, who told a group of evangelicals that he'll go to the wire to fight for the so-called squeal law that would force federally funded birth control clinics to notify parents when their underage daughters get contraceptives. The president also said he's anti-freeze, anti-nuclear freeze, that is. A congressional committee voted overwhelmingly in favor of a freeze resolution on nuclear weapons. The full House votes on it next week, and House Speaker Tip O'Neill thinks the vote will be close. A few anti-nukers were on hand to meet Queen Elizabeth in Victoria, British Columbia. They carried signs that said, "Please don't nuke the Queen," and "Canadian uranium damages royal genes," G-E-N-E-S. Her visit to British Columbia continues today. How would you like it if we could make it an hour earlier right now? A committee in Congress has voted yes to the idea of starting daylight savings time 2 months earlier, the first weekend in March instead of the last weekend in April. Congressman Richard Ottinger says we'd have fewer traffic accidents, less violent crime, and energy savings from the extra daylight. As for energy savings at the gasoline pump, ARCO, the company that took away their credit cards a few months ago, is bucking the trend of cutting prices. They've announced a 3 cent a gallon increase at ARCO stations. I'm John Butler, ABC News.
How would you like to make $6 in just 10 minutes? Rapid Oil Change has a deal you can't refuse. Clip the Rapid Oil Change gold coupon in the back of the Yellow Pages, and any of the 17 Rapid Oil Change locations will give you double the $2.98 coupon discount. That's $6 off the regular $18.95 price from their 10-minute oil change, lube, filter, and full 10-point maintenance check. Offer ends March 15th, so hurry in to Rapid Oil Change.
There are 15 Rapid Oil Changes, including the new location at Portland and Lake.
Vietnam veterans who claim to suffer from effects of the herbicide Agent Orange stand to benefit from a bill introduced in the House yesterday. That measure would compensate some vets, even though they can't prove Agent Orange caused their illness. The bill's author says if the government can assist residents of dioxin-contaminated Times Beach, Missouri, it can also help Vietnam veterans who were exposed to dioxin through Agent Orange. The Ray Boom Boom Mancini story by the man who gave us Rocky 1, 2, and 3? Apparently, Sylvester Stallone has acquired the rights to produce the story of the lightweight boxing champ. Mancini was in a fight which led to the death of boxer Duck Koo Kim last year. That film is to be on CBS, and there's no word yet on who'll pay Mancini, or pardon me, play Mancini, but publicists say it won't be Stallone. Me either, the way I'm carrying on this morning. Co-host Joan London of ABC's Good Morning America show has given birth to a 9-pound, 3.5-ounce girl, yet unnamed. ABC says the baby is going to be named Lindsay Lee if they make the decision. The father is producer Michael Krause. It's the couple's second child.
Is the boy going to be named Stagger Lee? Lindsay Lee and Stagger Lee. Stars beat Buffalo last night 5-1. Tim Yum picked up a hat trick. Now we're talking. They still trail Chicago by 4 points in the Norris Division, but there's still time to catch them, I believe. They've made the playoffs in any case, but it would be nice to win Norris Division because then they would stay home throughout the playoffs.
And their wives would be so happy.
I don't mean stay home like that. Oh. I mean stay at the Met Center.
Well, that's staying home on the home turf and having to travel all over the country just to play hockey.
Maybe you're right. Twins lost 6-4 to Toronto yesterday. Kent Herbeck didn't play, and that may be a reason why.
Boy, $85,000 is what Cal said he'd give him.
Yeah, so Kent said, "I'll pass on this game, okay? Nice talking to you."
That's gas money for Kent.
It should be, anyway.
Yeah.
You got that right. It's 8 o'clock with the Cat.
And Kincaid.
You're listening to KQRS Golden Valley, the rock of the 80s. Beatles on 92 KQRS at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock with the Cat.
Ann Kincaid, concerned about the condemnation, I believe. I'm not exactly sure. Look, I have trouble with condominium over on the Selby Dale area there. We've been talking about condemning the Twins. Commissioner John Darris said it's possible.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if Cal doesn't go along with it, we'll condemn the twins. And what, if he still doesn't go along with it, we're going to run a road through his house. Is that what he said?
Right down the middle. I-994.
There is a guy by the name of Lewis Robards that works at the Capitol with the Attorney General, I believe, something like that. And he's one of the attorneys over there. And that's all about all he does is go out and possess land for the state so they can run roads through it. So if we can get Lewis and John together...
Lewis is a pretty big guy, is he?
Lewis is a pretty good Irish guy. I think he's probably in a pretty good mood because St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And as a matter of fact, he called yesterday and was saying, look, you guys need some help?
No problem.
So let's abuse everyone we know in city government to get the twins possessed. And as far as the city government people go, I don't know. We've got Assistant City Attorney Philip Byrne who's responsible for the Suba Club going down. And there are a lot of Selbydale residents there that hang out at the... The Suba Club is the Summit University Businessmen's Association Club.
Absolutely.
They've got no place to go now because it looks like later today they're going to get the okay to take down 624 Selby.
It all works out.
Because of unruly crowds.
Can you imagine the person that shows up the day after they condemn it or tear it down, show up, man, I had a lot to drink last night. The building's gone. 10 minutes after 8 with the cat.
And Kincaid.
At 92 KQRS. Bob Seger and music from the Motor City on 92 KQRS, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with the cat, and Kincaid would be here, but she went down to the Suba Club for a quick pop.
Boyd's, the number one rock emporium in Minneapolis, is back again with the Twin Cities' best rock band. Tuesday and Wednesday, Peter Z rocks Boyd's. Tuesday and Wednesday, there's no cover charge and 2-for-1 from 7 to 10 p.m. Wednesday is ladies' night. Thursday through Saturday, don't miss Bad Boy at Boyd's. And remember, Thursdays are once again keyring night. Friday and Saturday, it's 2-for-1 from 7 to 9. And Boyd's topless dancing is every Tuesday through Friday from 4 to 7:30 p.m. with great happy hour drink specials, too. Coming to Boyd's March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, it's Chameleon. That's Boyd's on the river, on West River Road, south of the Broadway Bridge. Boyd's is rocking again.
Want to know how to sell it? Guaranteed? Place a guaranteed classified ad in City Pages. It works, and here's how it works. Place a prepaid, non-commercial classified ad in City Pages for 2 weeks. If after 2 weeks you haven't sold what you're selling, just call us at 827-5705 before deadline each week and we'll run your ad free until it works. Be sure to call us every week. Place your City Pages classified ad by phone at 827-5705. That's 827-5705 or in person at our new classified office, 723 West Lake Street. Charge it to Visa, MasterCard, or American Express. See City Pages for details. The guaranteed classified ad. Only in City Pages, the Twin Cities' best news weekly. If you want to sell it, guaranteed. Place a guaranteed classified ad in City Pages.
As every bride knows, a perfect match can bring you years and years of wedded bliss. Or at the very least, it could get you 7 days and 6 nights in fabulous Hawaii or Cancun, Mexico. Just enter the Genghis Formalwear United Airlines Lovebird Sweepstakes. You can win one of 10 wonderful honeymoon trips, plus $1,000 in cash. Fly United's Royal Hawaiian Service and stay 1 week at the beautiful Westin Ilokai in Honolulu. Or if you choose, United Sunbird Service to the Westin Camino Real in sunny Cancun, Mexico. There are over 100 other prizes, too. Just look for details in the April-May issues of Brides or Modern Bride magazines. Or enter at participating Genghis Formalwear Centers. Entries must be received by June 1st. Engaged couples only, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. The Genghis Formalwear United Airlines Lovebird Sweepstakes. Enter today at Ridgedale, Southdale, or Northtown, and you might be saying aloha or buenos dias tomorrow.
Listen, want to make your hair full and free? Come on, turn up the volume of new Pura Green. Turn up the volume.
cleaning and conditioning formulas won't weigh your hair down, they'll turn it up.
Bigger, bold, louder, wilder. Turn up the volume in your hair. Turn up the volume if you're there.
Absolutely. 24 minutes after 8 o'clock with the cats.
And Kincaid, for sure, for sure.
Like, you know, it's like 20 degrees, you know, it's only going to get up to like around 25.
But like, is that what like a valley boy would sound like, you know?
They would sound something like, why do you talk like that?
We had such a cute phone call from that one valley girl. What did she call herself? A fool?
Yeah, I'm the fool, like, you know.
I heard like her boyfriend like works at the security system, like at the Galleria, so she gets like almost everything for almost nothing.
Hey, let me put the touch on this.
It puts all of her lunch money, like, into, you know, nail polish and, like, lipstick. Like, she's totally awesome. As far as other women go, not everyone wants to be a valley girl or can be a valley girl. I don't aspire to that kind of thing.
Are you sure?
Hey, I'm the one that gets in fights at concerts and stuff like that. Valley girl.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, sure.
Valley girls would never spit on someone at a concert like you did.
He spit on me first.
I know, but...
At the Crosby, Stills, and Nash concert, some rummy sits on my coat, then decides he's going to do a tap dance on it, because I asked him to get up, and then I took matters into my own sweaty palms, and...
A rummy?
Yeah.
What's that, a booze hound, or what?
He was easily that. I got him. I got a left to the face, and I got spit in mine. But Susan Fuller and Rita Paskowitz are two ambitious performers. You may have heard of the Last Laugh Theater. And as far as women go, not everyone, like I say, is a valley girl. Not everyone goes and gets into fist fights and stuff like that at concerts. But they've decided that it's the intergalactic year of the woman. And over at Crocus Hill...
Wait a minute, we got to get a good one for that.
What do you mean?
The intergalactic... Year of the Woman.
Why wasn't I born with a voice like that?
That's my Darth Vader impression. What do you think?
Oh, that's very good. I suppose I have to play R2-D2 over here.
Exactly. Beep does not compute.
No words whatsoever, just noises.
Well, I've been good at that for the past 3 hours.
No
we don't
problem.
Understand what she said, but it sounded like something. But anyway, they're having a lot of fun at the Crocus Cabana. You've heard about that, haven't you?
The Crocus Cabana?
At the Crocus.
Crocus Cabana. Okay, Barry Manilow's greatest hits.
Yeah, Susan and Rita, the Last Laugh Theater, and they're really funny. They've got the old pageboy kind of haircuts. They donned the wigs and the little, you know, glasses with the little rim shot number up on the corners.
I saw them on PM Magazine, as a matter of fact.
What'd you see?
What was it called? Bimbos on Parade or something?
Bimbos in Limbo.
Bimbos in Limbo. There you go. I was close. Parade, Limbo. Don't rain on my limbo. You've heard that saying. Okay, so 826 with the cat.
And Kincaid.
And Jefferson Starship on 92 KQRS. Foreigner on 92 KQRS, 834, 20 degrees, cloudy skies, high today at 25, and sun this afternoon. So it won't be warm, but it will be sunny.
Sunny in the morning, sunny. No, it's not sunny in the morning. Whoops.
Sunny in the afternoon.
Yeah, song is wrong. What kind of jeans are you wearing? Oh, Levi's. That's good. You realize that those pants, those hot pants, have an origin that you probably don't
Thank
know about.
You. Yes, they do have an origin I don't know about.
They do. Levi made his fortune by selling clothing to gold diggers.
I knew that.
Did you? How'd you know that?
That's where that whole little iron rivet deal came from, because the miners used to tear their trousers all the time.
Yeah.
So he riveted them together.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's Levi Strauss.
Yeah. They make, for nearly 100 years, work clothes for, like, miners, cowboys, and lumberjacks way out west.
Except they had to change the design of the jeans. Does it say that in there?
No, it doesn't.
It's true. It's an absolute fact. They had to change the design of the jeans because they used to put a rivet right in the crotch.
Oh, no.
It's a true story. And all the people used to sit around the old campfire and... the little rivet would get rather hot, and that was... It was all of a sudden, like... Gee, fellas, I think I'll hit the sack.
There's always something going on at Benji's Bowls, including Burnsville Bowl, Hopkins Bowl, Apple Valley Bowl, and look what's happening at the Maplewood Bowl. Beginning this week, every Tuesday and Wednesday, it's 2 for $1. Thursday is early bird night, and ladies pay no cover and get free bar drinks and beer from 8 to 9 p.m. Entertainment includes Heroes Wednesday through Saturday and the best in country with the Opal City Poker Chips in the Silver Sliver Saloon. Check out the Maplewood Bowl at the corner of Frost and English in Maplewood.
Mrs. Blake, tell the court why you filed for divorce.
Dirty work clothes, Your Honor. My husband always came home wearing greasy, grimy clothes.
Sounds like you did your dirt.
Well, washing them was a nightmare. The washer kept breaking down.
I have here Exhibit A. Are these your husband's clothes? Oh! Order!
Those are them.
What's wrong now?
I love that big lug. He's a sweet, kind man. Why, he'd give me the shirt off his...
Mrs. Blake, have you...